John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Todd Glass is going to be appearing. For some reason, he decided to hum while I was talking. But Todd Glass is going to be appearing tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at Helium Comedy Club. And you get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It's an evening of really spectacular humming that will be going on stage with Philadelphia's own Todd Glass. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing, John?
I am doing just fine. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really good. Uh-huh. I feel great. I got in last night. Yeah. Just so people know when I reference this, so I do have the band with me. Uh-huh. I have three band members. Actually, Steve's right over there. He's going to be on the guitar tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got in the night early last night.
Right.
And I asked a few of them, I go, what do you want to do? Do you want to go? We'll do both. We're going to get a cheesesteak.
Okay.
I'm not going to say where we went because then people get upset. You know, can't go there. You got to go to this place. It's, 30 minutes away. Or Wawa. So we decided Wawa last night.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, went and got... I got an Italian hoagie.
Right.
Nice. But I don't know if I can explain this. But so then I got... two soft pretzels. Now, I want to cut the soft pretzel long way, bread.
Right.
But they wouldn't do it there, and sometimes it's hard unless you have a really good serrated knife because you got to put, you got to really cut it. I wanted to have soft pretzels.
Right. Are we just going to talk food today?
When did the jokes start?
I'm so hungry.
By the way, hey, they already started. It shows what he knows. Just because I'm not going, hey, did you ever notice? The object is to entertain people. And people are entertained. He said, no, but I don't hear a traditional joke yet. You think the people in the car are going to be enjoying this?
Tell me a knock-knock joke.
Yeah, what do you want to hear? No, I know. You don't want knock-knock, but you're expecting something like, okay, enough with the food, John. Now let's get to our jokes. Anyway, let me ask you a question. Did you ever notice these people that don't cut their toenails? Why don't you just go die? I really do feel that way. I see a gross toenail. I go, get... Especially when you're a certain age. We all learn things as we get older. I was probably, a certain age when someone taught me, hey, Todd, when you have to sneeze, sneeze into your shirt. You know what I mean? Right. Like lift your shirt if you can or put your arm. I didn't know.
If you don't have a handkerchief
If you don't have a handkerchief or something.
Or a
hand.
Well,
sneeze into your hand. I saw a guy sneeze into his hand the other day. Right into his hand. Blah. Really? Are you going to shake someone's hand with that, you gross pig?
He was a surgeon.
But anyway, but the pretzel, the whole thing.
This was what it was like for the people who were in the lifeboats when the Titanic was going down. They're just watching it, just watching them die.
By the way, speaking of the Titanic, remember the band that had to play while the ship was going down?
Yeah.
That must have been the meanest cruise director in the world. The whole ship's going down. These got two guys on a violin and a guy with a flute. He's like, keep playing. It calms people.
Nearer my God to thee. That's the song they play.
Oh, that's as they were
that's
all going
the song,
down?
Yes, they're all going down. And because I'm a history junkie, they chose to do it.
Oh, they
the
chose.
The band chose to
well,
do
they
it.
Know what good for them. Yeah. They chose to
they
do that.
They chose to stay on the boat.
Not me. I'm afraid I'd find out how brave. I hope I'm a brave person, but I don't know if, to me, if there's ever a situation where I have to prove if I'm brave, I'll just be like, everybody out of the way! Out of the way, kids! Out of the way, your teacher's got to get out of here! Out of the way! Out of the way, your teacher's got to get out of here! Your teacher's got to get out of here! It's not that I don't care about your kids, it's that I got other students,
He left the studio.
I guess that ends that.
By the way, did you notice that even when he was off mic, he was equally as loud as on mic?
Yeah, I know how to project. Could have given you a humming when you came on.
Mamma mia.
So anyway, I thought of a new idea.
Okay.
What about, you like cheesecake, John?
Yeah, I love cheesecake.
Me too, you
delicious.
Like cheesecake?
Who doesn't like cheesecake?
By the way, do you like cheese steaks?
Yes, of course.
We all like cheesecake. What about cheesecake steak?
Now you lost me.
That is
I'm actually in. I might be in.
Okay, you take a roll.
No.
John's done with your concoctions.
No, enough with the Food Network. No, you're all over the place today.
I know. Right, this is the only place I can be.
Yeah, it's true, too.
I can't drive down the street like I want to drive. I'm like, oh, But now I'm just touring all around, having a good time. I do impersonations in my act now. If you want
to do impersonations,
oh sure, I do anybody you ask.
I'm anybody.
Very, oh yeah, I don't anybody you ask.
Al Pacino.
Hey, you lucky I don't come over there and get you in my face. I don't do impersonations.
Oh, we know.
Cut your nails.
I like the way you honestly admit to the fact that you guys didn't know.
I feel good. I feel good. I feel like I'm in my fighting weight.
You really
I just feel like going like this on stage.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm ready to perform.
Right. Uh-huh.
When even the 30 pounds or the 15 at times, it was like it just weighs you down.
Right. Now, does the band go with you everywhere or only on select gigs?
I have one person that is traveling to most of the shows now. That makes my life so much easier.
Right.
Because then somehow...
Because like today, you wouldn't have to do any jokes. Boom! Todd Glass, tonight, Saturday, Sunday, all at Helium Comedy Club. Get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is always good to see you, even now that there's less of you.
Thank you very much.
And when are you coming back? Thanksgiving?
No, I'll be back once in the summer.
Once in the summer?
Sometimes I'll go up and do the comedy cabaret, like, you know, like I do Helium every single year. Sometimes mid-year, I'll go up to the comedy cabaret in Doylestown and do something like
that. Okay. You know, all right. Well, Todd Glass, our guest, thank you so much for being here. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.